This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Wearables Technology Show in London, England. I'm with Jeremy from Zappa. Zappa have an augmented reality platform that works off smartphones but using real-world media. Jeremy, why don't you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yes, so Zappa has been going for about 5 years now. We were started on the back of Dr. Simon Taylor's PhD at Cambridge on image recognition through mobile devices. We're all about really democratizing what's previously been quite an exclusive and expensive technology, making sure it's as available to as many people as possible. In the name of that, we've made it available to back to the iPhone 4 for both iOS and Android. It works on. And we've also created a tool set whereby we've put the power in the hands of the content creator so that they can create content. Really easy to use. We've had kids as young as 10 use some of our tools to create content. We try and deliver bite-size entertainment experiences. We feel if someone's gone through the process of downloading an app, they deserve to be rewarded with the content. So we aim to sort of surprise and delight users with the intricate content experiences that we're able to deliver.
Okay, so can you describe it for us, you know, practically what happens here?
So when I open the Zappa app, it will launch the camera view of the phone that will then, in the first instance, look for what we call the Zap code. Zap code is a proprietary code that we've developed. There are 4 billion permutations of it, which allows for 4 billion permutations of content. And there are so many advantages for it.
So it looks like a little lightning bolt with kind of like a circle around it?
That's right. So it has a bolt in the middle. It has bits around the outside. So the first thing the app looks for is the bolt in the middle of the code. It's then the special arrangement of bits around the outside of the code, which makes it unique, and of which there are 4 billion permutations. Once it's seen and identified the code, it pulls down the relevant content from our servers and lays it over the image. This content can either be 2D, so a video just laid over an image, or it can be 3D and animated and a much more immersive experience.
Okay, so earlier you were showing me a picture of a building kind of growing up out of the ground that you could then move around.
That's right. So this was a project that we created in partnership with an architecture firm. When you scan this particular one, we've created it so some doors open up and the building, the 3D model of the building, seemingly comes out of the ground. It then appears in full 3D AR view. You can move it around because it's tracked to the image and view it, obviously, all the way around.
Okay. And then you had another one for children that sort of took them into outer space?
That's right. So we realized early on that augmented reality is just such a great way of engaging children in content. So we worked in partnership with a company in the States called Stone Oak Media to develop a children's workbook around STEM learning. So each page has a different experience and tells you about a different planet in our solar system. These are all 3D experiences and are all interactive, so that there are certain buttons that you can tap in order to learn more about that planet, such as surface temperature, gravity levels, and various other things.
Okay, and if people listening to this want to kind of see this in action, do you have a website or something you can print out that you can have a look at it?
Yes, we have a website, zappa.com, whereby you can scan using the Zappa app all sorts of experiences. We have a large showcase which demonstrate a large variety of content. We also have, as I mentioned earlier, our content creation tools whereby you can create your own content, and there is a free trial of that. For those, you can just upload a video, upload an image, drag that video over that image, publish the code, use it with the free Zappa app, and interact with that content that you've created.
That's great. And is the Zappa app available for iPhone, Android?
The Zappa app is free to download for both iOS and Android.
That's great. Look, thanks very much, Jeremy.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks.